to the DDT Archive. I'm your host, Chris. Unfortunately, without my tag team partner in podcasting, Greg, he should be back from paternity leave soon. Can't wait to have him back. But with me tonight is the best family of wrestling, period. Do not at me on this. I am honored to have the Koloff Dynasty, Uncle Nikita, Neil, and Alexander Koloff. How are you guys?
Doing great, my brother. Doing great. Great to be with you tonight.
It is an absolute thrill to have you guys on.
Thank you for having
me. It's my pleasure. Let's start seeing you guys on TV every week, because that's where you guys need to be.
Well, you know, let me just jump in real quick, and I certainly
100% agree. Yeah.
Appreciate the introduction, and hopefully we can live up to that introduction, because there's certainly been some excellent family dynamics in the past in the world of wrestling. And certainly the Armstrongs come to mind, the Von Erichs come to mind. So there's definitely been some legacies to live up to.
Without a doubt. Now, that kind of leads me to that first question. So, Neil, Alexander, what are your earliest memories of your Uncle Ivan and Uncle Nikita?
One of the first ones that comes to mind, we were actually talking about the other day, was whenever Nikita and Magnum did the Best of Seven series for the United States titles. I mean, that was, Chris, I don't know if you'll remember this one or not. I was talking with Nikita about it the other day. It's one of my best wrestling memories as a child, was whenever Magnum gave Nikita the belly-to-belly and the U.S. title come apart. Those guys were off and running for the United States title. I mean, that was something that'll stick with me forever.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about it the first time we had Nikita on. And actually, in the background, you got Nikita over Magnum. So, you know, they're there.
I like that. Is that intentional? Is that intentional?
100% it's intentional.
I like that.
What about you, Neil?
Yeah, I'll tell you, growing up in Greenville, South Carolina, my dad took me to the old Greenville Memorial Auditorium, the old Bronx is what they used to call it, and later on, like before they tore it down, it opened a new arena. It was a hot spot for Dutch wrestling, especially in the Mid-Atlantic area. Watching, to be honest with you, I don't even think I told Uncle Keita this, but when I was a kid, I was scared of him. I was scared to death of him. And then watching him and Ivan go out there with fresh steps and, you know, swinging the chains. And I want to use wrestling as Magnum.
I date myself, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to say, but the thing that intrigued me the most about it was it wasn't really Ric Flair. It wasn't Dusty Rhodes. It wasn't a lot of the stuff you saw in the Mid-Atlantic era. It was Ivan and Nikita Cole. And I'm not saying because he's our uncle. I'm saying it because it's the truth. Back in the day, those were the guys that just really stood out to me.
Definitely. And Nikita, just kind of remind the audience some of your favorite memories of Uncle Ivan.
Well, you know, just here, let's just start with Jeff talking about the Greenville Memorial Auditorium, because I remember it well. Jim Crockett, the Crockett family ran that building 48 times a year. And so it was not, it was typically on Monday nights. And so there's a lot of fond memories just right there in Greenville. Beyond that venue, of course, traveling up and down the roads with Uncle Ivan and, you know, just learning the ins and outs of pro wrestling. You know, he was instrumental. I think we talked about it before, but it bears repeating. He was instrumental in the success of my career, as him and Don Kernodle took me under their wing and you know, taught me not only the mechanics of professional wrestling, but the psychology of professional wrestling. And certainly, fond memories, whether it was him and I, you know, against the Rock and Roll Express or in chain matches against the Road Warriors, and many other matches that him and I had together. Lots of fond memories.
Definitely, especially as me being a fan, those were some of the wildest matches ever. You guys started your career without really acknowledging your ancestry. You know, was that just you guys wanting to start out on your own and build your own name? And what changed to lead you back into accepting the Koloff name?
That was more or less, you know, something that we just want to get our feet on the ground. But, you know, Tyson had a very good career, you know, with himself being a former NWA North American heavyweight champion. And myself coming up through the ranks with NWA Wildside and NWA Anarchy and NWA Charlotte. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if Uncle remembers this. The first time where I actually met him was at NWA Charlotte. And that was just the one of the coolest things. But really just taking the bull by the horns, you know, and just really wanting to, you know, excel on our own. But with Nikita's guidance, it's a huge honor to have this honor bestowed upon.
I'll jump in there too, Chris, and just say, you know, watching these guys, you know, perfect their craft over the years, you know, standing on their own two feet. Once we started talking about, you know, forming the dynasty, it just made sense. It made sense to me, and I'm just, you know, pleased to be a part of it and help guide these guys to the next level.
And I think our audience might have been one of the first to kind of hear that you were coming back into the business in such a strong way. You kind of hinted at it, but didn't tell us quite what it was. So when I saw this stuff come out on the internet, I absolutely popped and thanked you for the tease that you dropped with us.
Well, you are welcome. And, like old school storytelling, that's what I was taught to do.
Absolutely. What about you, Alexander? What changed for you to kind of embrace the legacy?
Well, like what Jeff touched on and what Uncle Nikita was just talking about, I mean, it was an opportunity for us to get out and find our own way because, you know, we both felt like that our name was something that had to be earned. Not just to step into a ring and automatically get to assume that legacy. You know, like Uncle said, he's watched us over the years and seen us grow, seen us develop, and then now just was the natural time and the best time for us to assume our place and to form the dynasty and go on and hopefully live up to the name and be able to carry on what Uncle Ivan and Uncle Nikita did. I mean, it's a, like Jeff said, I mean, it's a huge honor to speak with Mrs. Koloff, Ivan's widow, and for her to, you know, be gracious and allow us to carry this. It's a huge honor. It's a lot to live up to. It's definitely a motivation. It's a motivating factor every day.
It definitely must be. Now, how does having Uncle Nikita make you guys even more dangerous than you already were?
The man's name was the Russian Nightmare. I mean,
yeah. I mean, when you have the Russian Nightmare, you have legit Russian Nightmare, not only mentoring you but teaching you some of the tricks of the trade. That in itself is just monumental. And I mean, and there's days where we get to the gym and it's just that was punishment, you know. And it's not, but it was. In our eyes, it's like, you know, that's the kind of training that he went through back in the day. And we were, for me personally, I know I can say that, like, just knowing what kind of training he went through just to get to that level was amazing. It was an honor to go through it. Not so it's not, you know, bumps and bruises along the way, but that's all the nature of the beast.
Nikita, how talented are these guys?
Well, again, I in watching their careers and watching them perform in the ring and with what I felt was with excellence, it only made sense to come alongside them and help raise the bar and bring them to that next level of, you know, ideally, hopefully, you said, you know, they should be on TV every week. And certainly I would agree. I don't think there's really any other tag team out there that they can't compete with, to say the least, whether they're wearing championship belts around their waist or not. And so, you know, we're hopeful that they'll get the opportunity to display that talent with one of the major organizations and just prove themselves and show the rest of the wrestling world just how good they are. I like to say this, you know, I could talk all day about it, but actions, the old cliche goes, speaks louder than words. And so hopefully they'll get a break like I did years ago and be able to show the world what they can do.
Definitely. And it's only a matter of time. There's no way that anybody on a bigger stage could pass up the opportunity to use the name to draw even more fans in. You know, you gotta assume that a company is going to want that.
Well, there's some natural storylines out there. Certainly, with my history with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and the Thower, you know, the superpower, if you will. And then my history with the NWA. I mean, there's some natural storylines that are certainly out there and available. And so, yeah, who knows? We're hopeful, and we're just waiting to see what might happen.
Alexander, I'm going to go back to you. How does having Uncle Nikita in your corner, you know, beyond the name, the Russian Nightmare, how does he make you more dangerous?
I mean, just the intensity. That's always felt like that I had a pretty intense go in the ring. And that's one of the things that where I thought I was intense, it was nowhere near enough. And like Jeff spoke on our training, Nikita was definitely, it was more, it was do it again. It's got to be like this to hone everything and perfect it. Even thinking back to whenever we were being taught the sickle, I mean, that was repetitions over and over and over again. No, it's here. It's this placement on the body. It's, you've got to follow all the way through where, you know, I mean, we were banged up after it, but it was all, you know, no one's walked out of a ring with us and not felt it and known that we were there. Just, it's the intensity that Uncle Ivan and Uncle Nikita brought night after night.
So we don't release the video piece, but it was literally like, Alexander tagged Neil, and Neil went to a car, and Alexander went into a house versus the other way around. So, I mean, if that's not the true hot tag, I don't know what is.
We're a fine old machine.
That's right. They are learning to work together, and that was a good example of proving that, but. I'll just tag in there real quick as well in regards to something that Alexander said about intensity. And that is what – he's right. That is what Ivan and I brought to the ring every single night. And so, you know, my challenge to both of these guys, however intense they thought they were in the ring prior in their careers, that I have challenged them – to raise the bar.
The goal of being add pressure to your careers in some way. Because I got to assume it doesn't just bring the glitz and the glamour. It does bring some really high expectations immediately.
Extremely high pressure. Because we're not only living up to, you know, what Nikita has taught us, but also with Ivan. And, you know, with Ivan's legacy, you know, he was former WWF champion. He beat Bruno in the Garden. And not only that, but, I mean, just the legacy that he brings as well as Nikita. I mean, you know, Nikita's former five-time world champion, United States champion, world television champion. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, I mean, yeah, it's some pretty big shoes to fill. But the one thing that I know that Alexander and I both – realize is that if Nikita didn't have the faith in us, then we wouldn't be in the position right now that we're in to take the name of the Koloffs, of the Koloff dynasty.
I had a run with the NWA North American title, but it wasn't at a time where the NWA is coming back like it is now, and where it was a big deal to me. It wasn't at the level drawing houses like Nikita did night after night with the United States title, or as a world tag team champion, or Ivan being the WWF champion. I mean, there's opportunities there, and there's things with like the world television title and the NWA world tag team titles. Those are goals that we've set, things that's the height that we're aiming for, because in my mind, for us to achieve less than that, we've not lived up to the full legacy.
Nikita was saying there are built-in storylines for you guys to literally walk right into. Talking just on a legacy standpoint, how much fun would it be for you guys to get in the ring with somebody like the Von Erichs today?
That's actually been floated about. You know, they're in MLW. There's been talk where people have been tagging them and us in something. I thought about that earlier whenever you were talking about wrestling family dynasties and legacies. So I feel pretty good that that's something in the next couple of months that'll be seen.
Yeah, and not only that, but you know, you've got so many, you know, wrestling families that are out there, and just like, you know, you said about us and the Von Erichs, that's something that is, you know, a dream match that has actually never happened, you know, the Koloffs and the Von Erichs, but also, you know, you have the Koloffs and the Rhodes family. That's something that's, you know, high up on the list as well, that we would love to take the opportunity and be a part of that.
What do you think, Nikita? Who would you like to see them kind of step in there with first?
Well, if we're talking in general, because I will say this, you know, these guys do have to prove themselves as a tag team. I'm not going to mince any words or you know, dance around that subject. They need to prove themselves as a tag team, and I think I really am convinced they'll do that in a short period of time, and by that meaning. Again, I don't care who they get in the ring with, any of these guys, any of these other teams that are out there. And once they prove themselves worthy of a shot against the Rhodes family or the Von Erichs, or that would be my plan of attack. It wouldn't just be to jump in the fire with either one of those families. It would be prove themselves in the ring against a multiple of tag teams, dominate those tag teams, that they then, in a sense, then earn the right to step in the ring with the Rhodes family or the Von Erichs and etc.
Talk about the challenges that you guys face now becoming tag team wrestlers. You both had really strong individual careers and coming together as a team. That's got to be difficult.
It is something that we play off each other well. We've got similar styles, so that was one of the things that our first night in the ring together, that Jeff and I, at times we move, it's almost like mirror movements, watching one another work. So I mean, we've gotten along well, we've got similar personalities, we play off of each other well. So it's, and like Uncle said, I mean, we've still got a lot to prove as a team. We've done well as individuals. But now that things are opening back up, I think you'll see soon that we will show ourselves as a team. We're gelling together quick. We're quickly becoming a finer tuned team, and I think in the next couple of months you'll really see a big threat out of us.
Yeah, and to touch on that also, like whenever you're getting ready to go in there. And you're used to having, you know, work mostly singles your whole career. It is difficult because you want to have that chemistry to be a good tag team. You want to have that chemistry. You want to have that psychology together to where you can get in the ring and know, you know, what the other's thinking, or if somebody's going to do one move, you know how to pick it up. And just like Tyson said, it was the second that we both got in the ring with each other, and it was like looking in the mirror, which I was very, very pleased with. Just because, I mean, you don't find that chemistry out there, and that was a blessing in disguise.
Nikita, why don't you talk a little bit about the chemistry that you've seen between them in their early matches as a team now?
Well, they're, you know, been predominantly done a lot of singles, although they have had tag matches in the past. So they do have some of that experience, not necessarily together, but certainly with other wrestlers. So it's not like they haven't had the opportunity to do that, and they have. But now to come together, as both of them really alluded to, you know, taking now their skills and abilities that they have honed as singles and involved in other tag matches, and now to combine that talent together gives them the strong possibility of being a tag team to reckon with, combined with, you know, the Koloff name and just building upon that story. It's there for the taking.
How is the current outlook with, you know, everything with COVID kind of shutting stuff down? Has that given you extra time to gel, or is that kind of frustrated you in this process?
I think it's given us more time to really kind of, you know, step back and look at how things, you know, have played out. But at the same time, like, I mean, you know, Alexander and I, like, we talk almost every day. And, you know, whether it's just, you know, stuff going on in daily life, or if it's, you know, we'll talk about wrestling, or, you know, and just talk mainly, you know, about, like, hey, you know, this would look good together, and this would look good together. The thing is that we know each other so well, both in the ring and out, that the gelling part just comes natural. And to me, it just comes natural. And so for us, it just gave us time to really sit back and just kind of really in our minds, just, you know, get things ready to where when things did open back up, that we could pick up right where we left off.
Yeah, I think it increased the opportunity. Before, where, you know, the world was forced to slow down, when we were able to get together and increase our training with Uncle Nikita, and we made the videos and everything and released those, I think it gave a better opportunity because there was more eyes there where people were looking for, you know, there wasn't a lot of wrestling to be seen. So people were looking in those directions for their entertainment and what they were looking for in wrestling. So it increased an already major opportunity for us, and it increase the pressure in a lot of ways.
With that pressure comes a lot of opportunity, though. How have you used, say, like social media to keep your name out there and kind of, in a lot of ways, grow this in a time period where most people are just hoping to stay relevant? You're kind of using it to push yourselves forward. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
More or less, you know, with us, like, you know, coming in first as the best kept secret, you know, coming off of the NWA Circle Squared show, where it was an awesome match, an awesome performance. The thing that I noticed that, you know, we continue to do is we continue to put the team out there. You know, on social media, whether it was Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you call it, you know, we would put it out there. And the videos definitely helped with us, you know, putting the brand out there more, and just showing that we're very serious about this. And I think it helped us. Because you've seen a lot of guys that have, you know, made big names for themselves, ended up just, you know, leaving the business just because of COVID, and they realize that they can't, you know, really work any shows and really can't get out there anymore. So they just decided, you know what, it was a good run. You know, I'm out. But for Alexander now, all we did was just take that and use it as an opportunity, use it as a time to where we could get ready for that moment, to where we can, you know, excel once that green light is given and we can go back to, you know, getting back in the ring. And I think we've done a very good job of that. You know, Talking Shop of Mania was one that we, you know, were a part of that was a true success. And that was just something in which when we got back in the ring, it was like, you know, picked right back up where we left off.
How about you, Alexander? How have you used the social media piece to kind of extend the brand?
Just really taking opportunities to show people that we're still out here, that we didn't, like was said in the video, the world stopped, but we didn't stop. We continued our training, continued growing under Nikita's tutelage, focusing in better on watching videos, seeing, looking for opportunities on where we'd like to be whenever everything comes back and gets back rolling. And again, I'll say, I think that the forcing us to slow down, and because that's one of Nikita's things. He's always saying, you know, the right opportunities will be there at the right time when they're intended to be. And as two guys that are hungry to get out and get to show the world what we've got and to show our talents and to you know, start living up to this name. I mean, that's hard. That's a hard thing to do sometimes. But that's the good thing with social media is we're able to just drip little bits of information here and there and show what we're doing and keep the interest out there. And it looks like there's a lot of interest for this. You know, the people are excited to see what we can do. And I mean, I'm really looking forward to us getting the opportunities. You know, we've starting to pick up bookings and everything and getting back into the ring. We've got a couple things scheduled that are far out with some tag teams that I'm excited to be in the ring with and just ready to get it rolling.
I'll piggyback on that, Chris, just for very quickly. A couple things come to mind, and this might make sense to your listeners. This whole lockdown, shutdown, all kinds of names floating around. One of the words that has been used, overused, is the word quarantine, right?
Yep.
Quarantine. And my perspective is a little bit different than everybody else's. So for me, and what I, you know, I'm emphasizing to these two guys is not to view this as a quarantine where they're locked in their basement or locked in their house, but to look at it as an incubator. Now, if you think about an incubator, right, this has given them the opportunity to, as they have alluded to, again, study films, tag team matches, matches with Ivan and I, where they could pick up little nuances that Ivan and I would do in the ring so that they could, if you want to say, mimic those same things in the ring. This has given them ample opportunity to inside that incubator, to perfect their knowledge of what Ivan and I did, and then be able to go out into the ring and perfect it, right? The other thing that comes to mind that Alexander made reference to is the timing of opportunities. You know, there's an old expression that says timing is everything, which is true, but there's a little caveat to that, a little sidebar. Timing is everything if you are well prepared and ready for the opportunity. And so the other thing this incubator has given them the opportunity to do is get well prepared for the upcoming opportunities.
That makes a lot of sense. The other thing I would think that would benefit all performers with this current situation is, I mean, wrestling's long been known as the only season without an off season, and essentially everybody that's been on the road for years now gets an opportunity to kind of heal up, because let's be real, everybody wants to keep their name out there. They don't want to sit out a weekend because they're banged up, but this has kind of forced you to. Has this benefited you in that regard, like in terms of physically? Are you going to be that much more prepared, you know, both physically and mentally when you do step back in the ring?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken the opportunity to change my training techniques and everything. I'm in a lot better shape than I was before the quarantine and everything. I've gained muscle, dropped body fat. But as far as being out of the ring, it actually hurt me, physically hurt for a while, because the things that where you do stay banged up being in the ring all the time, I also had things that in my back where as they started to heal, it was pretty painful. And it took going to the chiropractor and getting him to work on it to figure out that it was the healing that was actually hurting me. But, you know, we've gotten through that. And yeah, so, I mean, there's still a little banged up. But, I mean, I think we're both going to come back stronger, better, way more determined.
The the nutrition, the lifestyle change itself from the workouts and then the diet has really been a huge part within the quarantine, and then having to be away from wrestling, and then there's sometimes work in the regular day-to-day process. It has been a good challenge, to say the least, because it's something that we can both excel from, and I know it's something that I personally have excelled with, just outside of that. But it's the determination to get back out there, and the determination to really get to that next level is the driving force behind it.
For me, seeing you guys come together as a team and listening to you guys talk, the attitude's right. The effort's going to be there, because God knows what Nikita's going to do to you if it's not. And as a fan, I can't tell you how excited I am to follow the Koloff dynasty as you guys keep going up, and can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys coming on to be a part of this show and, you know, allowing us to be on this journey with you guys. So thank you so much for doing that for us.
Absolutely.
Well, Chris, I hate your tag team partner wasn't able to join us tonight, but at least we got the Koloff Dynasty tag team together. And we, as always, we appreciate you guys. We appreciate all those out there who are willing to help us, get the word out that the Dynasty is now on the map and looking to make a name for themselves. So thank you, Chris, for having us on.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Guys, plug your social media so everybody can follow along.
So my Facebook is facebook.com/JeffLewisNeil. But on there, it has an asterisk Neil Koloff. My Twitter is @JeffLewisNeil, but you'll see the name Neil Koloff. And my Instagram is @JeffLewisNeil also, but it's also titled Neil Koloff.
Instagram is @Alexander Koloff. Facebook's Alexander Koloff. Twitter is the name. If you just look Alexander, it's with a Alexander with a K and an S, not an X. Alexander Koloff or @DTysonDean.
Yeah, for me, Chris. Chris, people can find me at Instagram and Twitter, Nikita Koloff with the number one behind it. If they want to find me on Facebook, just look for me standing in a river with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Jason Sanderson's the Jordan River. We're taking turns baptizing one another. That's the real me on Facebook. We really appreciate you, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a pleasure. I'm hoping, by the end of this show, Alexander will follow me back too, and then I'll have the whole dynasty following.
There you go. I love it.
Right, I'll fix that. I'm sorry. My apologies. I did.
I have no problem doing that. I have learned to just go for it, at this point. It's our way of knowing we're doing a good job. Like, in all seriousness, if people don't follow us back, I go back and I'm like, where did I screw up?
No, we appreciate
that one's on
you,
me.
Man. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, thank you again, Chris, very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, you can follow the show at DDT Archives on both Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris_DDTHSLB. And we're going to keep bringing you the hottest acts in professional wrestling. Make sure you keep your eye out for the Koloff Dynasty because great things are about to happen.
Thank you so much.
That's right.